This is an interview with Albert Mock for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project by Kim Marie Oliver at his home in Columbiana, Ohio, on July 12, 1974 at 3:30 p.m. Before we begin, I think it's interesting to note that Mr. Mock kept a diary during this time, and some of the quotations are taken directly from his diary. Did you lose a job because of the Depression? If so, when did you become employed and how long were you out of work?
Early 1933, business was very bad. And I lost my job over at the garage where I was working at the time and opened a repair shop of my own at 606 Idore Avenue. I had a double car garage, and I enlarged that to make room for my tools. Most of the time I had work, and had more work than I could do, and for 4 years I operated this garage during the Depression. And before this, I worked for Pete Coral and Mark Weir, who had an implement store on East Boardman Street. As times became rather difficult, they closed up, or they cut down and released their employees. That's when I started to work at the garage.
Did you know many people who were long out of work? How did this seem to affect them? Were they largely bitter about it, or did they tend to feel that, after all, everybody was in the same boat?
I think everyone was in about the same boat at that time, except a few people who had permanent jobs, and usually salaried jobs.
What did people tend to think of Hoover during this period? Of Franklin Roosevelt?
President Hoover was blamed for a lot of things unjustly, I think. President Roosevelt was elected by a good majority when people felt that he could do something, and he really did. He did do a lot of good for the working man.
What did people think about the Democratic Party during this period? Were there any times during the Depression when people sensed that things were about to get better?
Yes, I think that a lot of people thought things were going to get better. And President Hoover's administration kept saying that the good times are just around the corner, but they seemed slow about arriving.
Were there any people who discovered surprising ways of making a living during the Depression? Did you know of anyone who was able to start a small business?
There were a number of people who started up a small business of their own in order to have a job. And I did the same with my repair shop, and did very well for about 4 years.
Do you remember how well supplied grocery stores were during the Depression? Were their prices high or low?
The grocery stores seemed to have plenty of merchandise, and their prices were very low. For example, George Bowles, who had his grocery store and bakery on West Front Street, was selling bread for 4 loaves for 25 cents. Haircuts were 50 cents. Gasoline was selling for 14 to 17 cents a gallon, with a water glass or a cup and saucer and some other prizes with a 5 gallons of gas. Hogs were selling for 2 cents a pound, corn 8 cents a bushel. An ad in the Vindicator of October 1931 the ad had for sale 2,000 bushel of good variety apples at 3 to 10 cents a bushel at farm 3 miles out of Lisbon on East Fairfield Road. Owner was J.E. Galbraith. Foreclosures were common for farmers and businessmen who were in debt, and many were. Farms and business were sold for a fraction of their true value. Neighbors would get together, bid perhaps 25 cents for a horse, 10 cents for a plow, and so on. After the sale ended and sheriff had performed his duty, neighbors would return everything to the original owner. It was all perfectly legal, but not much help to the mortgagee. In Marcus, Iowa, instead of burning coal to heat their courthouse the winter of 32 and 33, they burned corn as it was cheaper. An elevator in South Dakota listed corn at 3 cents a bushel.
Did lots of people raise gardens during this time, as it was sometimes said?
A lot of gardens were grown during that time, and it helped out a lot, where people had time to do their work and raise part of their produce.
After the Depression, did people put money in banks, or did they distrust them?
After the stock market crash in 29, people lost confidence in banks, and many people were storing their money anywhere they could store it to be available when they wanted it.
Were women and girls encouraged to find work during the Depression?
No, the women were not encouraged to do work during the Depression, because for every job they took, they were taking a job away from a man. And the men working force resented that very much.
Did many young people tend to leave home during the Depression and try to find work?
Yes, a lot of people did, especially the young folks who were free, and they would roam around different parts of the country trying to find work. And they would ride the boxcars and flip-flop their ways around.
Who had radios during the Depression? Everybody or only some people?
I think most people had radios then. Some of them were homemade. But there was an Atwater Kent, which was one of the new, or one of the models at that time that went over pretty big. But most people, I think, had radios during then.
What were some of the most popular radio shows on during this period?
The radio shows at that time were mostly newscasts and movies. And one of the newscasters that we liked very well was Floyd Gibbons, who later was replaced by Lowell Thomas, who is still on radio.
Remember what the movies were like during the 1930s?
The movies, as I remember them, were mostly newscasts and some movies with the old actors in, like Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, Charlie Chaplin, and Laurel and Hardy, and ones like that were quite prominent in those days.
Were the movies cheap, or were they relatively expensive during this time?
They were very cheap. The old Nickelodeon, you'd get into a movie in Nickelodeon for a nickel, and then you could find some better movies maybe for 10, 15 cents.
Did you take any vacations during the Depression at all?
Yes, we used to take vacations. You'd go up to Lake Erie to a cottage, and that was about the extent of our vacation during the Depression.
Was it popular for vacationers to stay at hotels?
For people with money, they usually stayed at hotels. But it was more common for the average man to stop at a cabin. These cabins were the forerunner of the motels of today.
Was this area hit harder than other areas during the Depression?
Yes, I think it was, because of the industrial area here, in which steel was the main business, and also the farmers who specialized, like the farmers in the Midwest, who would have probably just wheat or corn as their year's crop, and if the price was low on that, why they were hit pretty hard.
What were the wages during this time, like yours, for example?
Well, the bottom wages along that time was maybe $75 or $100 a month. And that was very low compared to what they get today.
Thank you, Mr. Ma, for sharing your recollections of the Depression.